Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Come on, 6:47 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're just a couple minutes away from the Money Tracker with Don Grant right here with Steve and Ted. Now it's time for three big things. Americans are already free to vote. Many of the 14 Super Tuesday states that hold primaries in early March now offer early voting. President Trump will make history today on the National Mall, becoming the first sitting president to address the annual March for Life anti-abortion gathering. Longtime PBS newsman, Wichita native Jim Lehrer, has passed away at the age of 85. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Going to see slick spots this morning on those side streets, residential streets out there. Main streets and the highways looking better this morning, but those temperatures kind of floating right around the freezing mark. Watch out especially on the bridges and overpasses this morning. Otherwise, things in traffic looking okay so far this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And as we take a look at the weather forecast heading into the weekend, clearing off this afternoon, we'll have a bit of a gusty wind out of the northwest, a high of 39 degrees. Overnight low tonight down to 25 under a clear sky. And then looking ahead for a pretty nice weekend, partly cloudy tomorrow, a high 46. And Sunday, a high 50. Currently in Wichita, we have a cloudy sky, 33 degrees, a wind chill at 22. We're on our way to a forecast high today of 39 degrees. Hey, whatever Kansas weather deals us from one minute to the next, hey, be prepared. Whether it's snow, rain, sun, or the cold, when Kansas weather changes, come see Hatman Jacks for protection from the elements. Hatman Jacks, that's at the Clock Tower in Delano, one of Wichita's great places to go shop. Hatman Jacks. 6:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, here on this Friday morning. The singers who perform the five nominees for the Best Original Song Oscar will perform those songs at the Academy Awards. Elton John will perform I'm Gonna Love Me Again from Rocket Man. Randy Newman will sing I Can't Let You Throw Yourself Away from Toy Story 4. Idina Menzel will sing Into the Unknown from Frozen 2 with singer-songwriter Aurora. Cynthia Erivo performs Stand Up from Hamlet. I'm sorry, from Harriet. Hamlet's not a musical. Sorry. And Chrissy Metz will sing I'm Standing With You from Breakthrough. Questlove will also make an appearance. The Oscars are not too far away, February 9th in Los Angeles.
That is a great idea.
Hamlet the musical. My cursor was over the double R, and I thought it was an M. I thought it said Hamlet. It says Harriet.
Holding a skull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be fantastic.
Singing Stand Up.
That's funny.
There you go. It is.
Well, you just got people thinking now. You may see
all
it come
sorts
out.
Of musicals. Well,
better get 10% of that.
They
baby.
Did Hamilton. They turned that into a musical. Why not turn Shakespeare stuff into a musical?
Heck yeah, Shakespeare musicals. Oh, okay.
Well, we'll see what happens. It is 6:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look and see how the stock market fared yesterday.
Although major averages ended mixed for the day, it was still a record close for the tech-heavy NASDAQ. The NASDAQ closed up 18 points, the S&P 500 up almost 4 points, and the Dow down 26 points. But shares of chipmaker Intel popped in after-hours trading today after a stellar earnings report. They did much better than analysts expected with an all-time record profit at $20.2 billion for the fourth quarter. quarter of 2019. The company also anticipates higher gains heading into 2020. The Chinese flu virus may not be a global emergency just yet, but it is weighing on investors' minds. Shares of face mask makers popped today. Lakeland was up almost 8%, and Alpha Protech was up almost 11%. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Christina Partsenevelis, Fox News.
Coming up on 6:52 with Steve and Ted in the morning, a lesson from the tortoise.
Yes.
All right. Hopefully this report won't be paced like a tortoise.
What?
Here he is. He's in studio with us today. Money tracker Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Theodore. Are we always looking for a shortcut?
Are we?
Yeah, it seems that way. Back in my Navy days, well, it's often dangerous would be when I begin with that line. Anyway, I remember a fellow shipmate who worked harder at not working than he would have if he had just taken on the task. We called him a skater. Anyway, an advertiser seemed to tap into the premise that we don't want to do the work. Think of diet pills, get-rich-quick schemes, loose and easy credit for must-have consumer goods, and gambling all diminish the process that is necessary for consistent success. How many ads for lawyers that can help you avoid paying back taxes have you seen? The easy way out. Well, aside from a lottery win, look back at every major success that you've had in your life. You probably worked very hard for it. Maybe it was a certification for work whereby you studied and practiced for weeks or months before you passed. Or perhaps it was a promotion. It wasn't handed to you. It was earned after years of success at a lower level. Or remember your first car? You waited tables or bagged groceries or mowed lawns to save the money to buy it. Television is full of fantastic and unrealistic content. Immediate gratification and unearned success seems to be promoted, particularly by advertisers who seemingly don't care how you garnered the money you give them for their products. Look at TV programming. An entrepreneur has an idea and poof, a business is open and thriving next week. Crime dramas solve the mystery in a few phone calls and a clever gotcha scheme or some sort of forensics going on. Bam, it's done. As most of us know, life doesn't work that way. Hard work, innovation, and more hard work create success. The same goes for your retirement. The steady, periodic investment coupled with a solid plan and wise choices can better ensure success. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222. I promise I won't make you work too hard. But there is work. I mean, you gotta put it in to reap the rewards.
That's right. And as you started out in your report, we always know that person that is always working so hard to not do stuff. If you would just apply yourself, you'd be fine.
You know what gets me is it's fun every once in a while to turn on that show American Greed, and you think, damn, this person was so charismatic,
yes,
and so good that they were able to trick people to give them the titles to
right.
their whatevers, you know, and if they had just done that legally, they would kill it. They would be billionaires by now, and rather than on the run in Costa Rica or something.
That's our money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Comedian Yakov Smirnoff, birthday today, 69. Did you ever attend a Yakov Smirnoff event?
I actually did see Yakov Smirnoff. He played in the basement of a restaurant that I used to wait tables at. I used to go down and MC sometimes.
Wow.
And it what is it? America? What was his line?
What a great place.
America. Yeah.
The weird laugh, yeah.
Oh, and then you go out and have a cocktail with him afterwards, and he did not have that accent.
Right.
No. It was totally put on.
All right. I would have thought he was even older than that. He's 69. I guess he was a fairly young man when he was doing all that stuff.
Yeah,
back
in the 80s, you know.
Yeah. All right. I knew you had crossed paths.
There was some connection. It's
kind of
like the comedy, the Chiefs and the WSU, you know, that you and Mitch Holtis always come up with. There's always some degree of separation.
Always some. Yeah. Don, thanks for stopping in.
My pleasure.
We'll talk to you again next week
weekend.
On Monday morning. That is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, here with Steve and Ted. It is 6:56 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Coming up a big 7 o'clock hour, we have a couple of live guests from Fox News Radio coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll also talk more about how things are going at the impeachment trial. KNSS News Time, 656.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.